Welcome to Hands That Heal, a compilation podcast of educational segments and interviews for Clear Passage Physical Therapy. In this episode, Larry and Belinda Warren discuss adhesions with Dr. Christian Northrup, a New York Times bestselling author and a beloved authority in women's health and wellness. For more information, visit www.clearpassage.com.
So my guests today are Larry and Belinda Warren, both physical therapists and founders of Clear Passage Physical Therapy. They are the authors of a book for which I wrote the foreword. Now, I'm asked to write forewords for books all the time. And about 99% of the time, I have to decline for reasons of time, usually. But this is a book that is so compelling, and their research is so compelling, that I wrote the foreword to Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain. And you can see from those three topics that it covers a wide variety of different conditions, often misdiagnosed by the medical profession, because it is adhesions that are caused by scar tissue that cause so much pain. And Larry and Belinda have created a system to relieve that pain, often permanently. So welcome, Larry and Belinda Warren.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Now, first thing I want to do, one of the reasons that I love their work so much is that it stems right from their personal experience. And that's always, I believe, the most powerful thing about someone's work, when they've absolutely been there themselves. So, Belinda, can you tell all our listeners your personal story that led to this work?
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. In 1984, I was diagnosed with cervical cancer, and I'd been having pain and bleeding for many months, and the tumor was on the inside of the cervix, so it wasn't until I started hemorrhaging and they had to cut half my cervix away that they finally found the tumor, and by then it already had spread back toward the rectum, so they were very aggressive with me with lots of external and internal radiation therapy. And that got rid of the tumor, but over the next year or two, I became a chronic pain patient. I started having intestinal problems, pain with intercourse, low back pain and tailbone pain, and I saw so many specialists, and I got really tired of hearing, it's all in your head, or you're going to have to
Let's just go back. So you had an occult cervical cancer, correct?
Yes.
Do you know what type it was?
Adenocarcinoma? It was squamous cell carcinoma. I was staged at 2B.
Stage 2B, squamous cell carcinoma. And just for all our listeners, the radiation that Belinda had is standard, and it is curative. So in the medical model, Belinda was cured of cancer. And so often what happens after you're cured in that way, the oncologists and so on don't know what to do next with the damage done by the treatment. And some women are even told, you need to learn to live with it. After all, we cured your cancer. You didn't die. So what do you have to complain about? Okay, continue.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I was cured, according to them, but I wasn't healed. I couldn't function. I was in so much pain, I couldn't do most daily activities. If I was standing or sitting or walking in gravity for more than 10 or 15 minutes, I'd be in so much pain, I'd have to lay flat on the floor, so I couldn't work. So that set me on the path of checking out any and every alternative osteopathic, any kind of hands-on technique that sounded like it might be helpful. And whatever helped me, I started studying, and then Larry started studying because he got tired of me traveling around the country getting treated and studying. So then we started
refining. And you two were you newly married at this point?
Yes. Yeah,
You were newly married, and were you in your 30s at this point?
Mid-30s.
Mid-30s. So, yeah. So I want everyone to know. So there you two were, and madly in love, really, and a new life, and yet you're incapacitated by pelvic pain and can't have sex and all the rest of it, correct?
It's terrible, yeah.
Okay, all right, so continue.
we started to see the light in the end of the tunnel, and Larry kept treating me from things that we learned from many different practitioners, and we started refining techniques and developing our own. And
Larry, you are a massage therapist, is that correct?
I'm a massage therapist.
Right. Okay. So Larry's already a hands-on guy. Just for all of you women who are looking for a partner, I'd recommend a massage therapist. That's a very nice thing to have.
So would I.
Actually, okay. At the time, I was a builder and former curator at the Fine Arts Museums of San Francisco. My life totally stopped because my bride was no longer functional and she was in tremendous pain. So I've changed professions over the course of time by going to physical therapy courses with her and learning to treat her and us developing this work together.
Oh, I love that. So you come from a fine arts background.
I do come from a fine arts background.
Oh, that's beautiful. By the way, just for all you listeners, I met the Werns last year here in my hometown, and we had lunch at my favorite restaurant, and it's always good for me to know that the kind of people doing the work I recommend are the kind of people that I actually like to hang out with. And I found that that was the truth with the Werns. So, all right. So, Belinda, here we are. They're in their 30s, newly in love. Larry changes his job, becomes a massage therapist so that he can treat his new bride. That in itself is a pretty good movie. All right. So let's continue.
Yeah, at the time it was pretty intense, but looking back on it, it totally changed the course of our life. So we finally got me back to the point where I felt good enough and was ready to go back to work full time, and there wasn't really a PT facility that would allow me to work for an hour at a time with just doing hands-on and not hooking people up to machines and showing them exercises. Yeah, and people with chronic pain. So we opened our first private practice back in 1989, treating really complicated chronic pain people, people with pain, headaches, neck pain, back pain.
What you had discovered was that hands-on manipulation techniques to change the fascia and to change the scar tissue, to break it up, that was the thing that ended your pain, correct?
Correct, yeah. Just getting a massage was very temporary. Just getting traditional physical therapy was very temporary. The work that we did sort of peeled apart tissues and structures that were stuck together that shouldn't be, so we were seeing much more permanent pain relief and restoring active lifestyles to many people's lives.
I want all of our listeners, you can go to their website, www.clearpassage.com, and each chapter of the book, whether it is a chapter on endometriosis, infertility, whatever, is available as a free download. But one of the true services that they've done is to have a medical illustrator actually show what these adhesions look like. And I want you all to know this is not any kind of standard teaching in obstetrics and gynecology. And so even though I have seen those adhesions up close and personal on thousands of laparoscopies and surgeries that I personally have done, it is the Werns who have shown in graphic form through medical diagrams what this actually looks like, and then what their work is doing to permanently take care of those adhesions. Because what we tend to do in medicine is when there's adhesions, we do more surgery to break up adhesions and then more form. It's kind of a vicious cycle. And anything that causes cellular inflammation, whether that's a fall, endometriosis, pelvic inflammatory disease, or just basic cellular inflammation from, obviously, radiation will do it, that causes the serosal surfaces of the organs, the bowel, even tendons and muscle, to stick together. And then the nerves that run through there register pain. So what was the first thing, Belinda, that happened to you where you said, oh, my goodness, the pain is really halting? Where did you have to go to learn about this?
I went all over the country, honestly. I went to, we learned about the urogenital work in an osteopathic school in France, and just studied with many practitioners, East Coast, West Coast, you name it.
Okay, and then what
you... The first things I started noticing were my neck and my back pain and my pain with intercourse were pretty much resolving and going away, and I was able to be more active, be on my feet more, and, you know, and my bowels were working, you know, things were just working better.
And this is another thing that I would like to point out to everyone. The fascial system, and remember, on the show we've talked about the fascia before. It's like a tight sweater that goes over. It's the connective tissue that goes all over your entire body. And we know from the work of Helene Langevin at the University of Vermont, who heads up the integrative medicine program and is an acupuncturist, that when you manipulate the fascia, for instance, on the bottom of your feet, just with a foot rub, that actually changes the fascia on the top of your head. So I find it fascinating, Belinda, that the work that was done to relieve your pelvic pain also relieved neck pain and back pain.
Well, you know, as you know, the fascia is a continuous three-dimensional weave that runs from head to toe and front to back. So, you know, where I had the radiation and where I had the surgeries, I also had a herniated disc in my neck and had discectomy fusion and also had sinus surgery. So I had a bunch of snags in my fascial sweater, so to speak.
But the good news is, okay, and I want everyone listening to hear this, this stuff all happened when Belinda was in her 30s, and now, years later, she's pain-free, everything works well, and what she was told, which is you'll have to learn how to live with it, was simply wrong. And
yeah.
From the, and from the roots of her own distress, she and Larry have created a system that is helping people from all over the world. So I remember reading about your work years and years and years ago called Clear Passage, and I didn't understand it very well, but what I really loved is that the two of you decided that what you would do is do research, publish your work in peer-reviewed medical journals such as Fertility and Sterility, so that you could work well within the conventional Western model. And I applaud you for that, because that makes a level of rigor that is most unusual. And I'm just very happy that you did it. I myself am ill-suited to it, but I love that.
There are a couple of cute stories that go along with that. Would you like to hear them?
We would love that, yes.
You know, in the beginning, Belinda and I went to physicians in town, and we said, send us the people that you just don't have anything, don't know what to do with, the chronic pain patients that just aren't responding anywhere else, because our sense was they were developing adhesions, and as we freed them up, sure enough, not only would their pain decrease, but range of motion would increase dramatically. Then Belinda was treating a pelvic pain patient who came to us, and she was surprised to come in after about 6 hours of treatment and say, Belinda, I'm pregnant. And Belinda said, well, that's nice. Congratulations. And she said, no, you don't understand. I've had blocked fallopian tubes for 7 years.
Wow.
I've had the same partner for that whole time. We've never had birth control pills. I knew they were blocked. Now I'm pregnant. So a physician heard about that, said, do you think you can help that? And we said, we don't know. And he sent another couple of patients, including his wife, who was 41, had only one tube, and it had been blocked for 12 years. We treated her. She became pregnant, had a little girl. The three others also became pregnant. And then the chief of staff of the hospital, who is a research gynecologist, got wind of it. He's the co-author of our book. And he said, we really need to check this out, because, you know, we have something where you can actually test this before and after and create scientific data. So among him, a biostatistician here from the University of Florida Medical School, who's published quite a bit, a gentleman, another scientist who came down from the National Institutes of Health, who became very fascinated with our work. We began publishing science, and so often we would think, wow, this is really cool. You know, we can open black fallopian tubes, and we published some studies on that and citations. And then patients would come up with other things that they thought we were helping. You might want to mention a little bit about that, Belinda. But, well, I was thinking of the one woman calls up and she says, you know, it's a little embarrassing, but I'm having orgasms like I've never had before. Is it okay to say on your show? I assume it is.
You have no idea what we say. And, I'll tell the entire world. I'm, you know, planning to come down and go through your program for 5 days because I think the better orgasm thing is absolutely worth doing. I'm not, you know.
So after this happened about 6 or 8 times, we happened to mention it to Dr. King. We kind of thought, well, that's nice. He said, you're kidding. He said, that's really important. And we said, it is. And he said, well, yes, there's nothing in medicine that improves sexual function, and we can test this. So we tested that. That's where we presented to Fertility and Sterility and the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, some citations there. And then a rock and roll star out west called us and said, well, if you can open block fallopian tubes, how about small bowel obstructions? We said, what do you mean? She said, well, I've had 7 surgeries for small bowel obstruction. Each one gets closer and closer because it's causing more and more surgeries. This is killing me.
More adhesions.
More and more. Can you?
Right, more adhesions. Right, yep.
So she came in. She could only ingest liquids when she arrived and had lost about 20 pounds. We treated her. By the end of the week, we sat down, had a salmon dinner with her with baked potato and some salad even. She regained back 18 pounds in the next month. So now we're kind of like to retire, Dr. Northrup. It's kind of fascinating. So it's like adhesions, wherever they form, they cause, as you know, an adhesive straitjacket as we heal. Once we've healed, that straitjacket remains in us, and that's what causes pain.
The other thing you've said that I love is that it turns back the clock in the body, and there isn't a human being around who isn't subject to certain traumas or the force of gravity or this and that and the other thing. And so throughout life, little adhesions do form throughout the entire fascial sheath. And when what your program is, which we'll get into here, is a systematic program to free up the fascia, really, of the entire body, correct? Right. Tell us about the guy who had the headaches. I thought that was really interesting.
You're kidding. Okay. All right.
You have to understand.
He's a better storyteller.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, right. Larry, you're on.
All right. So the head of workers' comp of the state refers this gentleman to us. He is a construction worker, late 20s. He had fallen at the work site. He had been to every rehab place in town. He had about 7 or 8 doctors.
Fell on his butt.
So he comes to see us, and he's got torticollis. His shoulder is up high. His arm is shaking. He's kind of dragging one leg behind him. And he's had awful headaches every single day for 3.5 years. I don't know how he didn't kill himself. I mean, so we start treating him. And this is the kind of patients we get referred to a lot. And so we've learned a lot in the trenches. So we start treating him. Lo and behold, his arm starts coming down, stops shaking, his gait returns to normal. We get him to light-duty work and then to medium-duty work, and he's doing pretty well. But he's still having these terrible headaches every single day. So Belinda and I were talking about our patients all the way into town every day and all the way home every evening, and in the evenings, because we're just fascinated and we want to help him out. So I said, you know, Belinda, when I was tractioning his neck, it's kind of like it wasn't coming. It was like it was nailed down somewhere further down there along the spine. She said, yeah, I've noticed that. Said, what do you think's going on? And because that's a bit of a keystone place for headaches, is the base of the head and the top of the neck. One of us said, well, do you think maybe when he fell, it pushed his tailbone forward, and maybe maybe that pulled his whole spinal cord down, jammed his head down onto the top of his neck, and that's where his headaches are coming from. And, well, you know, mechanically, we said, that makes a lot of sense. Well, what do you think we should do about it? So there's a long silence in the car. And then one of us said, well, you know, what if we get him on his side? One of us gets up at his head, and one of us puts on a glove and puts their finger inside of his bottom and pulls his tailbone back while the other one is tractioning his head. Do you think that could do it?
Yeah, because there's strong fascial attachments at the sacrum and the tailbone and, of course, at the base of the skull.
Absolutely. So, absolutely, yeah.
So the next thing we said is, well, you know, mechanically that sounds reasonable, but that's pretty weird. Do you think we should call his doctor and ask him? And yeah, he's an important guy in town, and in the state, we better call him. So we called the doctor. The doctor was busy, did not get back to us before the gentleman comes back into town. How are you doing? Well, he says, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, you got me back to work, but I still got an awful headache I've had for every day. We can for outside the room, should we tell him or not, you know, what we're thinking, and just really talk to this doctor, but he's got this terrible headache. So we finally told him and said, you know, it might just be a little uncomfortable for a few minutes, may not work, but there's a chance it could relieve your headache. Well, if y'all think it might help, let's just go on and do it. So we just went on and did it. So he goes back to his doc. So we leave the room and go treat other patients. Unbeknownst to us, this is a Thursday, he goes back to his doctor on Monday and tells him what we did. And the doctor says, they did what? And he said, yeah, doc, sure did. He said, I found out two things right quick. He says, what is that? The doctor says, he says, well, number one, I ain't gay. know, trying to hold it together, and he says, well, what else did you find out? He said, well, I found out what a good doc you are. He said, what do you mean? He said, well, to know to send me to the place that not only got me back to work, but that got rid of my headaches, because I had one for every day for 3.5 years. I slap hadn't had one since then. It's been 5 days. So
wow.
Dr. Cole.
Okay, now first of all, a beautiful example of knowledge, absolute knowledge of your field, and then following your clinical intuition. When you know that this is not going to do any harm, and you have enrolled this person. What I love about guys like you're talking about, the basic redneck guys, we have a lot of them in Maine, they're practical people.
Yeah.
And they do whatever works.
Yeah.
And there's nothing about the two of you that's prurient or weird or anything of that nature. And everyone who's listening, you know, you can feel that right away when you go into the office of a healer or a doctor or anyone like that. We have 30 seconds left in this segment. Then we're going to take a 5-minute break. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. You're listening to Flourish. My guests today are Belinda and Larry Wern, authors of Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain. We are talking about their revolutionary technique called Clear Passage for breaking up adhesions and curing all kinds of things. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Again, this is Flourish with Dr. Christian Northrup.
The contents of this radio show are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in this radio show.
It's your turn now. Learn how to flourish with Dr. Christian Northrup.
And we are back. Today, my guests are Larry and Belinda Wern, and we were just talking about, and they are the founders of Clear Passage Therapy, which is a wonderful, wonderful hands-on healing technique that they have developed through their own work over many, many years that breaks up adhesions in the body. And we were, before we took a break, we were talking about one of the people they had treated who had chronic headaches and all kinds of problems, workman's comp problems, and they were able to relieve this through a technique that simultaneously worked with the fascial sheath at the back of his neck and also in the sacral area. And on the break, I talked with both of the Werns about the fact that in my experience as a gynecologist, many, many problems that people have come from the fact that we have disowned our sacral area, our rectal area, our pelvis, our cervix, our vagina, and there is, of course, a huge amount of fascia in that area. This is also, of course, the place where women have as much erotic, erogenous, erectile tissue as do men, except that it's all inside. And so it makes absolute sense to me that when you are freeing up the fascia in this area and breaking up the adhesions, that sexual response would skyrocket because there's space for the engorgement and for the nerves and blood vessels to move freely and then function like they should. So this makes complete sense. The other thing that the Werns have shown is that their work actually opens blocked fallopian tubes and can remove small bowel obstruction. So really, there's very little in the way of pain and dysfunction that this technique won't improve. Would you agree with that?
You know, yes, I think so. The body creates scars and adhesions wherever we heal, so we end up with this scrapbook of places that we've healed as we grow, part of the aging process. And when those tissues become bound down in an area, it does not function as well, and often it's in pain. So wherever it is, that's where we are.
Yeah,
that's
right. I mean,
our
bodies are a reflection of all of our lifetime traumas, falling off a bicycle as a child, being in car accidents, having surgeries, having vaginal and intestinal infections. You know, all of these things cause adhesions as a normal part of the healing process from the tissue trauma from those.
Right. Now, one of the things that you're doing is you're training therapists to do this work all over the country. So tell me, who gets trained? Is it people who are certified physical therapists?
Yes, we're right now we're only training physical therapists.
And what is the training?
Some of the work is pretty personal, obviously, and physical therapists can work internally in any state in the nation.
Right.
So the training involves, Belinda wrote a 650-page therapist training manual, fully illustrated. It's got about 220 different techniques in it. So therapists come here, they study that for a month before they ever come here. They have to have a certain background before we'll even accept them for training, manual therapy background. And then we test them on their knowledge of techniques and the manual beforehand, all the theory and anatomy. Then we teach them for as long as it takes. We have a two-week intensive course that we do. If they do well in that, of course, we test them again at the end of that two-week intensive, and if they pass that, then we will certify them. We've targeted now the 15 most populous metropolitan areas of the U.S., and when we would like to start growing into those areas, but basically we're going to grow wherever we can find physical therapists who have good manual skills, who have interest.
Right, right, and it seems to me, do you find that there's a huge difference? I've often said, go to the people who you feel are healers. And some people just are naturally really, really good and have a great deal of healing energy in their hands.
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, some people are just mechanical, and you can feel it. You feel a difference in how you feel afterwards.
It,
in their presence, you feel a difference.
Right.
Their intention is different.
And I wondered about your intention, because I know that I've done some work with Robert Fritchie, who runs the World Service Institute, which uses the healing power of divine love. And Bob reports miraculous healings of all kinds. And I believe that there's a quantum energy level at which healing happens that has to do with intention and with energy that's beyond the physical. Do you do anything before you touch a person where you say a prayer or invoke energy or the universe?
I'm just speaking for myself. I just focus on feeling centered and grounded and walking in there with an open mind and an open heart and listening on all levels to not just what that person is saying, but you know, how they're saying it, and just meet them where they're at.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, if someone is interested in your work and they want to have this kind of therapy, so I'm imagining that many of you are listening from all over the world, and first of all, people have come to see you from all over the world. So, Larry, you were telling me you have Russia, China, where else?
Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Brazil,
England,
all over Europe,
Caribbean,
Pakistan, India, Nigeria. We've had quite a few from Nigeria. We had a nurse that waited 2.5 years for a visa to come see us from Nigeria, and we have another one there now waiting for a visa. So, so we do see patients from all over the world.
It's the one program that puts it all together. Now, I do know that there are many, many, many people who offer craniosacral work, manual therapy, and so on. So that happens all over the world. Tell us what's unique about your program.
A few things are unique. One is, of course, that we have published data in medical journals. We have now a council of advisors that includes physicians at Harvard Medical School, Columbia Medical School, Northwestern. So we have really good physician input and scientist input in the work that we do. We don't just make statements that we can do something. If we make a statement, it's grounded in science. Another thing that's different about us is that clearly we address adhesions and have tested the ability to decrease adhesions in some of the smallest organs in the body, which are the fallopian tubes. They're halfway between your tummy and your back, and they're just tiny, as you well know.
And yes,
they afforded us the ability to create scientific studies to say, yeah, you know, they generally block from adhesions. They're blocked beforehand. We treat. They're either open afterwards or they're not. We can develop criteria. We can develop statistical information to say, yes, this works. Another thing, the last thing I think that's really important, and Belinda was starting to touch on it, is, and one of the reasons I think we're really successful, is that we really feel like each patient is an expert in her own body. So that when we see patients, we try to educate them about fascia and adhesions and sort of what happens in healing, and invite them to be an active member of the therapy team. So that when we're treating and they're going, wow, when you're there, it pulls into my back or up into my neck, or gosh, that reminds me of when I slid into second base when I was 12. So they become an active member of this team that is pulling out the run in their sweater, that is decreasing the adhesions wherever their goals are, and then throughout their bodies.
Yes, which is absolutely essential. Now, do you put them on a program when someone leaves? Would you recommend yoga, Pilates, anything to keep things fluid and mobile?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yoga and Pilates are great. We have a home program of our own, of stretches that we have found that are helpful in order to maintain the improved fluidity and range of motion that they've gained with treatment. But
Beautiful.
Yoga and Pilates are wonderful.
And one of the things that I wanted to say is that my experience has been that when someone is ready for this kind of healing, and I notice in your book, Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain, people's stories are profound. They say, I had no idea what this would do for me spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. When you touch the body this deeply, the whole story of the body comes pouring forth. And then I believe that you've created a container in which the spirit is free to move the way it's meant to move. And it's worth it to have this kind of therapy. Now, the first thing I know everyone asks is, does insurance pay for it?
Sometimes.
Can you discuss that a minute?
Sometimes. It's physical therapy. If you have pain, insurance will often pay for it. Sometimes it pays for all. Sometimes it pays for some. Sometimes it pays for none. But there's a page on our website at clearpassage.com that kind of walks you through how to have a conversation with your insurer to find out before you ever commit to anything, get a really good idea of what your insurance will pay.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So remember, the website is clearpassage.com. And also on that website is a place where you could be referred to a therapist who's been trained in your technique, correct?
That's right. Basically, it's the whole program is the basic program is 1 week. People generally fly in on a weekend. We start Monday morning. We're done Friday afternoon. The process is to go to the website and download a medical history questionnaire. As Belinda was alluding to, we'd like to see the history of the healing events in your life, the falls, the surgeries, the infections and such. Then if once a person fills that questionnaire out and sends it in, within about a week, we'll let them know if we think we may be able to help them, and then invite them, at no charge, to get on the phone, have a consultation with Belinda or one of our other physical therapists. They can have their husband on the phone, their physician if they'd like.
Their whole family.
so that we can decide together. We're not pushy. So we can decide together, you know, this makes sense or this doesn't for me. So, and I think for most people, they pretty much know by the time they're done filling out the form that this is going to make sense for them, but we're quite frank about whether or not we think we can help.
Which is wonderfully honest. Now, what is your waiting time? So let's say that someone hears this show and have blocked fallopian tubes or pelvic pain or whatever it is, and they decide, this is what I want. What would the normal waiting time be?
It's probably about a month or 6 weeks, yeah. But really by the time you figure out, I want to do this, and then you can make arrangements to come down, get on a plane, and come here. It kind of works out about right. We have had cases and emergencies where right now we have the school year is ending, and we have some school teachers that wanted to get in. We've been able to get them in earlier.
All right, and you're in Florida.
We're in Florida.
Jacksonville, right?
Gainesville.
Gainesville. All right. Yeah. Wonderful.
We're about 80 miles southwest of Jacksonville and 120 miles north of Orlando.
Okay. And so where do people fly into? Can they fly right into Gainesville?
Gainesville or Jacksonville. Some fly to Orlando. We also have sites in Southern California and one in the Midwest.
Perfect. Perfect. And, you know, again, I want to encourage everyone. I used to see a patient who came once a year to see me from Kathmandu.
Wow.
And what I have found is the strength of one's intent to be better is what seems to attract the right technique for healing. When you have decided you will do what it takes, you will heal, because that's the law of attraction. And I'm ever so grateful for this work that you have done in such a grounded way. I'd like to take one caller. We have Amy from Portland, Oregon, who has plantar fasciitis. And I wanted to hear what the Werns had to say to you, Amy, about that.
Yes, I was in military training when I was 19, and I'm 26 now. And my feet were injured back then. And ever since then, I've had a lot of issues with a lot of tenderness in my feet and not being able to keep up and do the things, cardiovascular sorts of exercise that I want to do. And the only treatment I've been able to get is I get custom orthotics for my shoes each year. But it's not getting rid of the pain. It's just, it's kind of a Band-Aid, and I want to, you know, I want to be healthy again.
Yeah. Well, to paint the picture of the body the way we look at it, you have to picture the fascia, which is our connective tissue, and picture yourself as if you were knit like a sweater. This continuous weave of fascia that's on the bottom of your feet continues up through the backs of your legs and into your through your pelvic area, into your buttocks, your hips, and into your back. So it would be really important to do long, you know, stretches standing, say, with the balls of your feet on a step, and lower your heels to stretch your heels, and then keeping your legs and your hips straight, lean forward so you're getting a really good stretch of your calves. It'd be really important for you to do long, slow stretches of your hamstrings, your hips, and your back, because you've got to stretch all of that to get it, you know, because the fascia is continuous from the top of your head down your back, the backs of your legs, and into the bottom of your feet.
That sounds like a start, Amy. Now, is this the sort of thing where Amy could come down and have the entire treatment?
She could, and it probably wouldn't take a full week for Amy. And what happens is you've been on military maneuvers, and you've been wearing boots that have caused some inflammation at the bottoms of your feet, it sounds like. So those orthotics are okay, but they're just holding you in position. They're not doing anything, as you kind of indicated, to reverse the situation. The body's first response to inflammation is to send in these tiny collagen crosslinks. They're the building blocks of adhesions, like a nylon rope made of 1,000 little strands. They're the little strands that they come in and form to help to wherever you've had inflammation or a surgery or an infection or a trauma. So they bind things together. So what you're really trying to do is free that area up. Certainly we could do it here, but some of the things that Belinda are suggesting may be a good place for you to start.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that'll stretch those fascias on the bottom of your feet and just give them a good long stretch, not 10 seconds, but a few minutes on each one.
Sounds like a plan. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
I hope that helps.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Is there any other, have you had anybody in your practice who has done any work with vaginal massage, sacred spot work? It's called the Divine Feminine Awakened Masculine. There's a little plastic wand that women use themselves to sort of break up the adhesions in that area.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of our treatment is we go in and we check for adhesions affecting the pelvic floor, the pelvic wall muscles, the anterior, the front vaginal wall, where the G-spot is, you know, where
right.
Which is sort of the root of the clitoris. And we frequently find if women have had frequent vaginal infections, if they've had a laser to their cervix for cervicitis, if they've had D&Cs, those fascias in those areas get bound up. Some of the ligaments to the cervix can get restricted, and the coccyx. And so we free all of those up because if there are adhesions affecting the vaginal walls or the coccyx or the cervix, that's a frequent cause of pain with intercourse. And we actually do show people we have a crystal wand that we show them, you know, we demonstrate how to use it, and we give them a
right.
website to purchase it with, so they can continue to work on themselves at home.
Right, right. I've actually seen women able to do a lot of healing on their own, and I'm always amazed when women do this work on their own, if they're diligent about it, the emotional releases that come as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking really for any family physician or nurse practitioner or gynecologist who might be listening, when you do a pelvic exam and you are examining in the area of the G-spot, which is, if one were to put, say, their third finger, hook it under the pubic bone, the G-spot is right there at 12 o'clock, just near the urethra, superficial to the urethra. You can awaken all kinds of stuff. I believe almost that because we've been so afraid and we've been taught to be so guarded about our sexuality, where women are either completely shut down or out of control, that's a place where a tremendous amount of unexpressed pain tends to live. And yes, it can cause adhesions, but I find that unexpressed emotions are another cause of cellular inflammation. And you must find that people are having emotional releases during work.
Yeah, definitely. Especially, you know, we do see a lot of women who have been raped and abused, which is
right.
a significant cause of adhesions and all sorts of, you know, emotions stuffed, so to speak, and not expressed. So by working
right.
those areas, absolutely the emotions associated with those restricted areas come out.
And another
right.
thing we hear quite often is it's all in your head. When, you know, that's a woman's lot. You're supposed to, I'm sure it'll be, you're just a little too, you're too small. And what we find, and it's very disempowering, find a lot of women have vaginal pain or pain with intercourse, and it's really, and they've been disempowered by physicians who are, unlike yourself, kind of dismissive in that way, because I think a lot of them don't know what to do about it, or maybe they think people are making it up. When there's a lot of geography there inside of the vagina, once you can actually access that area, show women, you reproduce their pain, show them where it is, specifically where it is, treat that area, and then give them the tools to go back home to say, here, now if this ever returns, you can treat yourself in this area. Suddenly, you have a person who is totally empowered, doesn't need the physicians telling them there's nothing there, and can take care of it on her own. It's a wonderful feeling.
Thank you for listening to Hands That Heal. We hope you enjoy this educational segment. To learn more about Clear Passage Physical Therapy, please visit www.clearpassage.com.